Naturally, the question arises as to when Shiaism started, and whether it started after the Prophet, peace be upon him's death, or is it something new from the last century, and etc. Let's see what other sects and websites of Islam say as to when Shia started, just to see if they are correct or not. While searching on Google, we found this website. When we scrolled down, we saw a question. Did the word Shiites exist during the era of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? The answer in short was, anyone who claims that the word Shia or Shiites was used by the Apostle of Allah or during his era is a liar, and no proof whatsoever exists to support this claim. Another question from their website. If Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, did not start Shiaism, as some of them claim, who then started it? In short, they are saying it was a Yemeni Jew named Abdullah bin Sabah. So how are we going to refute all these claims? Let us first look through the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran says, indeed they who have believed and done righteous deeds, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, those are the best of creatures. Ibn Asakir, the famous Sunni scholar, in his book The History of Damascus, it narrates from Jabir bin Abdullah, where he says, we were with the Prophet, peace be upon him. He turned towards Ali bin Abi Talib, and he said, truly came to you my brother. Then he faced the Kaaba, and he hit it. Then he, peace be upon him, said, I swear by the one that my life is in his hand. Indeed, this person and his Shia are the successful ones on the Day of Judgment. So, Khairul Bariyah, they are the best of creatures, is rendered to mean Imam Ali alayhi salam and his Shia. Or we find another famous scholar from Ahlul Sunnah in regards to who are the best of creatures, Khairul Bariyah. The narration states, Ibn Abbas says that when this verse was revealed, the Prophet, peace be upon him, told Imam Ali alayhi salam, it is you and your Shia who will come on the Day of Judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well pleased with you and your Shia, and you are pleased with him. Yet in another narration, the Prophet, peace be upon him, says to Imam Ali alayhi salam, you and your Shia will come to me next to the pond, looking beautiful with your faces being bright. We could have obviously mentioned more and more narrations, but we can see clearly from these few examples that the Shia did not come from a Yemeni Jew. Nor after the death of the Messenger of Allah, they existed at the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the word Shia also existed at the time of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him.